In my own county of Donegal, as with every other part of the country, there are many people who have loved ones abroad for many years and who can't come home, and that's particularly acute at a time where they may lose close family relatives. I know it's a difficult situation at the moment, but everyone, and in particular the government, I think, needs to ensure all efforts are still being made to try and achieve progress in that regard. And I'd ask you today to update us in terms of the state of play from yourself as the Minister for Foreign Affairs with regard to your efforts.
Deputy, what we're trying to make progress on at the moment is I'm sure what you'll be familiar with, is the E3 visa process, which is a facility that's available for Australian nationals to get visas to go and work and live in the States. And there's an allocation each year. We are working with friends in Congress and in the Senate to try to allow Irish people to use unused visas. And there are 3 to 4, maybe sometimes more than 4,000 of those each year. We are trying to progress legislation that would give Irish people who want to travel to the US the opportunity to be able to do that with a new visa entitlement, with reciprocal arrangements for US citizens who want to come to Ireland. That is, I think, the area where we can make progress in the short term. But of course, there is a broader challenge as well in relation to the thousands of undocumented across the states who are concerned about their future. We continue to raise that issue, but immigration, as you know, is a hugely divisive issue on Capitol Hill. And so it is difficult to get the legislative change that we would like to see in the short term.